Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking sports with Mike Max here on WCCO. And Maxie, I see that Amir Coffey signed a two-way contract with the Clippers.
He did. That was his whole goal going into this offseason, was to either to get drafted or as a free agent, get a two-way contract. In essence, what that means is that they're making a commitment to you, that they want to control you. And so he could be in the G League, he could be with the big team, but either way, they're sending a message that we value you enough that we want you to be part of the organization in one way, shape, or form. Now, the interesting thing about him with the Clippers, and this is a little bit by accident because he signed before they knew what was going to happen, but of course they went out and got Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. And what that can do then is it can be an advantage to a guy like Amir Coffey, because they're going to spend a lot of money on those players like that, and they're going to have at the end of their bench, the first 10 players are going to play, but they're going to have five players at the end there that they're not going to want to pay a lot of money to, so it's not going to be veterans that they put in those spots because they can't afford them. And a guy like Amir Coffey could benefit from that. He could find a place on the roster and make $800,000 a year, which isn't a lot by NBA standards, but it's a lot of money because they can only have so many guys that are making big money on that team. So this could really be a good deal across the board for Amir Coffey.
Yeah,
somebody's telling me that Jerry West was watching him out there, and of course he's kind of seen as the ultimate, and that in the summer games, and said, "Whoa, this guy's got a big upside. I wish I'd know more about him."
Isn't that funny? $800,000, not much money.
I don't even like to say that, but that, you know, they got all slots. Everybody's slotted, and you only got so much to spread around with the salary cap.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's the business to be in when your low salary is
$800,000. That's a really good business to be in, yep.
Hey, what did Adrian Heath have to tell you about the soccer team last night on your show?
They've made so many transactions on that team over the last couple of years, and I'm not a big enough soccer aficionado to even understand it all, but it seems like they're always, somebody's on loan, somebody's here and there, and he feels like they've molded a pretty good lineup. Now, that being said, they have a one-month window here where they can make more deals, and they can go out and buy players internationally. They have all kinds of FIFA runs, and they have all kinds of different time slots where they can do different things. So they could add some more here over the next month, and they could buy a player here. I don't even know how it all works, but this is an important window for them because they could still add some more. But that they've won five in a row. He feels like they're a playoff team. He feels like they've kind of arrived. Things have come together where they want to be a new stadium and in a competitive team. And he feels they can still add a couple more pieces to this thing and be even better going down the stretch.
Well, the crowds have been superb.
Yeah, I mean, Allianz is a great stadium. It's got a wonderful feel to it when you walk in, and they've done it right, and they play tonight, in fact. They've responded like they thought they would, and now, I don't want to say it's a bonus, because the first year of a new stadium is, Dave, you get a kind of a windfall anyway, but if you can put a good product out there and a good team and you can get your fan base, you start to understand who your players are, start rooting for the players on your team, that's how you build things for the next 5 years.
Yeah, that Johnny Tommy game sold out, I think, already when they play in October over there.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see how that plays for football, but I think it looks like it'll fit just right.
Yeah, it looks almost perfect, doesn't it? Hey,
yeah.
We were watching the game last night, the All-Star game, and saw that, and I mentioned earlier, it looked like Joey Gallo's used Max Bat before, but there was somebody else in the game that had a Max Bat that they were swinging, and we're going to talk to Jim in about 10 minutes here, Maxie, about that. It's a local bat company that's getting some big leaguers to swing their bats.
In Bruton, Minnesota, they've got this factory and toured it. It's pretty cool. And then they get requests. And, that's the game inside the game. But when you talk about product and things like that. But so they produce these bats. And then Jim Anderson's job is to get out and get in front of these players and show them why their maple is better than the other. and you try to build a clientele. And obviously the best advertising you can have is Joey Gallo hitting a home run. But you're trying to get players that use it and say, boy, I really like this. And so it's a whole science, but it's also a marketing deal. You got to hustle. You got to be out there when players come to town. You got to be meeting with them, say, try this bat, try that bat, because you're looking for guys that will, you know, they'll make an impression that can take your bat and swing it pretty well. And then obviously that you get the name on there and it moves from there. But they've been in business now for a long time, so they've withstood this thing. This wasn't something where they were only going in for 2 years and they sold or anything like that. They keep making the bats, and he's got a lot of great stories, because he'll get phone calls from a lot of high-end guys over the years that'll say, hey, ship me six of these today, and I need them by the game tomorrow. There's just a lot of interesting stories that comes out of it.
Yeah, his spring is busy. He goes to spring training, but he's on a mission down there.
Yeah, you go to spring training, go to all the camps. You want to make sure that the guys that are using it, you want to make sure that you expose it to the guys that might want to take a look at it. Guys, as you know, Dave, are very particular about their bat.
Oh, yeah.
Out size, everything else, the way it feels coming through the zone. They're very particular about that, and to an extent superstitious. And so it's a game, man, and to get in front of the right people constantly is that, you know, then guys retire, they go in slumps, all those things. It never gets easy, and you got to stay out in front of them all the time.
What do you got cooking on the show tonight at 6:30?
We're going to talk with James Shingo. He's got the big fight coming at the Armory. We're going to talk to the triathlons coming this Saturday to the Lifetime Fitness Triathlons. We're going to have one of the guys that trains people on triathlons coming in studio, and then we're going to talk a whole bunch of baseball.
Are you going to do the triathlon again?
I'm not going to do it again. I got a conflict.
Good.
So I got a conflict. Oh, I was so glad when I found out I had a conflict.
Well,
maybe next year.
Yeah, that speaking engagement I hired you for is fake. Yeah, just so you know. Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, Max. I look forward to seeing you on TV and watching or listening to you tonight here too.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike Max, WCCO. It's 8:46.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.